The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 14th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know it's Monday, and y'all know we got to get the Monday prayer in. Let's get the miracle minister Kevin on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Tori, I'm doing great, man. Good to hear you. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful.
That's awesome. You should. It was a powerful weekend we had.
Oh, it was powerful. The community cleanup was powerful. They saying that waste management is saying that over 10,000 gallons of trash was collected by nearly 300 volunteers in just in one day.
That's a lot to be accomplished. That's a great deal of accomplishment.
Hey,
and it came up. And what I say, Tori, like you nominated me for the community award. But I say this Saturday, you receive your reward from the community because they showed up, letting you know that they're on the side of Tory Lowe, that they listen, they respect what you say, respect what you do, because you are boots on the street, you are 10 toes down, you are out there helping the community, and they respect that enough to come out and put themselves out there as well,
right,
to help out Tory Lowe. So that's your reward. That's your Tory Lowe community award right there, that the people have spoken.
The people have spoken. Support. It's sounding powerful. Look, let me tell you something. It was so beautiful. We had got blessed with one of the most beautiful days so far to do it. People from all walks of life came out. The cleanup was amazing. It was amazing. Salute to all of our sponsors, the people that helped sponsor the cleanup, Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, Waste Management, 1MKE, the community, Truth Nation, different organizations just showed up. Pops Barbecue showed up.
See the Kappas out there. Oh, Pops, you can't do it. Pops out. I'm going to say Pops last. Pops came through. Pops came through. We had the Kappas out there, man.
Oh, my goodness. It was so amazing. Was if y'all missed it, hey, it's coming back around next year, but I got a challenge. I got a challenge, Minister Kevin, for those that probably didn't make it out to the cleanup this year. We got the Clean Your Hood Challenge. Clean Your Hood Challenge. Get out there with one garbage bag and go pick up one garbage bag of paper off your community and put it online and challenge other people to do it. That's the Clean Your Hood Challenge. And we always put that out there around April, and hopefully we can get a lot of people to get out there with one bag. Get one garbage bag full of trash off your community. The Clean Your Hood Challenge. We throw that out there. Hashtag Clean Your Hood Challenge. And let's see if we can help beautify our city together. Everybody do a little. Nobody ain't got to do a lot.
So, you know what's crazy, though? Because Saturday, I didn't really know exactly where we were going to be at all the time, you know, each location. But I was coming out to clean no matter what.
Right.
So the thing is, when we got over there by St. Matthews, over there on Locust, and prior to the week, like Wednesday or Thursday, I'm driving north on Highway 43 there, and I glance over to my left and see trash all on that hill where the construction is going at, all over there on 7th Street.
Right.
Locust all the way down. I'm looking like, oh, this look crazy. This needs to be cleaned up. Had no idea that that's where I would be at on Saturday. That same spot that I just happened to catch my eye.
Oh, wow.
And I looked there like, that needs to be clean. And that's when I came over there, I seen people out there on the street. I went there behind the fence by myself, getting back there because that's what I seen. And that must have been what the Lord told me to get up for. That's why I went to where I was starting to go.
See how it worked out?
And I got over there. And I got,
won't he do?
Yeah, and when I got back there, started cleaning, it was a few more people following behind me, a family with little kids. They down there. They were further down the hill than I did because, you know, I ain't about to jack a Jew on my way down the hill. But I was up on top, cleaned up, and, man, it was amazing. I'm like, look at this. More people come over to help clean this up. So I had to do it all myself.
Mo the elephant in the chat says, happy 414 day heavyweight champ. Thanks for having me this weekend. It was pop. Makina Brown in the chat. She said, this was her first time. She will do it again. Look, I appreciate Truth Nation for coming out. We had a powerful event, cleaning up our community, helping beautify our city together. And to me, this is the best thing that we could do. We get on the air. We talk about situations. We have things that we do on the air. But what impresses me the most is when people get out the chat, get off the lines, and get in the street and be about that action. Because that's a part of this show, too. You know, that's a part of being a part of the Tory Lowe show is being about that action. And that is what we saw over the weekend. People out there being about that action. That's powerful, Minister Kevin.
It is. And what the other thing we did see over the weekend, True Nation, y'all were there, y'all missed it. Tory Lowe did bring out the heavyweight belt. He brought out the belt and wore it proudly the whole day. All right.
Hey, it is what it is. We outside. That's where the real work.
We're outside.
If they could be proud of doing the fake, if they could be proud of doing the fake work, we got to be even more extra about doing the real work.
It was real as I ever seen it, man. It was really nice, really nice. So I guess the next event was that going to be other than the community clean your hood. You're going to have the march again, right?
Right. We got the Walk Against Violence.
No, okay.
The Walk Against Violence is on July 12th. We got the dates. We're going to be working the dates to get people registered for the walk. This year is going to even be bigger, and we want everybody to bring out the family. This is going to be July 12th. We're getting everything ready to shift gears to the walk. And then we got call to actions that we're going to do. You know, the random call to actions that we always do, you know, when families come in. I got a lot of families that are going to be coming through the show within the next couple months trying to reach out to the community. So this is what we do. And that is what we are here for. And like I said, but the annual symbolic ideas are just traditional ideas. But we do have families and things that go on in the community all the time. So Truth Nation, just know that I always do the challenge. Another challenge is every family that come on the show, every call to action, write it down, do a little, and calculate up all the results at the end of the year about your working with what we're doing with the families and the communities right here from the Tory Lowe Show. And trust me, you're going to have a nice list of things that you have participated in that were result-based that you can say, this is where my time, this is where my energy went, and this is the outcome. And that's powerful.
That is, because like I say, if everybody do a little, nobody got to do a lot. So right. You need some everybody to jump in there and help out, help carry the heavy load. You know, it's going to happen regardless, but if y'all can jump in and help carry the load, that'd be even more powerful. This reward is tremendous. Not just the cousin subs and the pop barbecue, but the warmth of friendship that you made, the community involvement that you were with, got into, and you know, you give it back. You don't have to spend your weekend just out enjoying the sunshine with just your family, but you can enjoy the sunshine with people that you're going to build a relationship with, people that you're going to build, might have a job prospect somewhere. You never know who you're going to meet out there. And I got a great idea. I think I might have shared it with you. A great idea of what I want to do to help beautify the city as well. And I'm going to write it up and see where we can go with it. Because God put that on my heart when I seen all that trash, and he put me out there to work in that spot, that same spot that I seen, and now it's going to continue to move on, try to press forward and get even more done.
Right.
So you never know what things are going to lead you to.
And that's why I say the Clean Your Hood Challenge, like, just because everybody didn't make it out, you can get a garbage bag, get out here. We got to make helping each other the most popular thing on the planet. You know, we got to make getting out here doing the real work popular again, because a lot of times we wonder why we didn't get no outcomes, why we didn't get no results. It's because you can only go as far as the person you allow in front. And if they ain't got no real results and they just running their mouth, then what you think gonna happen to you? You know, you're gonna end up with nothing. So this is why we got to do a little. Everybody contribute, everybody do what they can, so we can sit back and look and reflect and say, we got it done. We got outcomes. We helped families. We became a resource. We have done things and measurable things. We got to make sure that what our action is measurable. And I think that that's what's happening right now.
Right. And results are not photo ops. Any photo op you see out there by these people, that is not a result.
Well, press conference
coming up with programs that you know ain't gonna work.
Right.
They involve the neighborhood. You know, you only speak to the people, and you come up with solutions that the people generate that don't even live in the city, hardly ever come to the city. But they come up with solutions, and they fail every time. But they cost us millions of dollars every time as well.
Mm.
So that the money that is spent is not going where it needs to be at.
Right.
It's going for photo ops. It's going for things showing things
make it look good.
Look at this. It's shiny. Yeah, make it look good. That's it.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. A lot of people may not understand why I talk the way I talk, but I tell people I'm an eyewitness. I like some of y'all not an eyewitness to what's going on. I'm out here looking. I'm not somebody that jumped on the air that's talking. I'm in knee deep in every aspect of what's going on in my community. So I'm just, and sometimes a lot of people don't like to hear what's really going on. They want to believe in a mission statement. Sometimes they read the mission statement and they looked at the title and then they want to believe that. But when you hands on and you about that action and you're not reactionary, I'm just calling it like I see it.
And that's what you're supposed to, because we got to get people in these positions to actually do some work, do something other than just coming up with a policy that you paid somebody to come up with. And it's just another failed policy. This is something else that's not going to better our community in the least bit, but it's going to cost us a lot of money in the end.
Hey,
so we don't need any more of that. We got plenty of that all over the country.
Hey, now they can do AI now. AI can write up the policy now. We in real trouble.
AI.
And they can go to AI now, well, write up anything.
Bruh.
Hey, now yeah, you think I'm okay. All right. I told y'all. Hey,
it is.
All right.
It is. I seen it. It is.
Okay. Hey, AI, write me up something that sound good. Write me up something about, you know, a policy or something, and they just type in a few keywords. AI gonna do the rest. I'm trying to tell you. They ain't got to even do nothing now. They just go to AI and then submit it.
You could do an AI and just say happy birthday to somebody on Facebook.
Right.
You ain't got to do nothing no more.
They ain't really got
to. We gonna never learn how to spell.
Yeah, you better make sure. You better make sure your leadership really, really willing to do the work. Cause now they got AI. They ain't even gotta have a meeting now. They just go to AI. AI, I need this. I need that. Make it sound good, and then make it sound urban. They can make it sound urban.
Oh wow!
AI will make it sound urban. Trying to tell you, it's like that. Hey, people. Hey, you thought it was bad.
Oh wow!
Hey, that AI something serious. You can tell it to dumb it down.
I never used AI.
You tell AI to dumb it down. Hey, look, this sounds too sophisticated. Dumb it down. AI gonna take that same paragraph and dumb it down to where people, the fifth grader, can understand it. I'm trying to tell you, AI is like that.
So the kids can tell AI to do their homework for them?
Now, I don't know if it's gonna do the homework, because you gotta put the homework in AI. If they had a machine to where they could put it in there. But I'm talking about, like, let's say you want to come up with a mission statement about anything. Just put it a few ideas of AI, and it's going to create the whole mission statement. It's going to look powerful, too. Or let's say you want to do something. Okay. All you got to do is put a few where you want to go with it. The AI going to do the rest.
Well, I'm going to do that, dear Tor.
Hey. But hey, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm going to do that. I'm gonna do that. I got something to write up. Well, I'm about to see look into that.
Well, AI will save you a lot of time. I'm just saying that this is what they already trying to do now. So at first they used to have a meeting and gather everybody together. But once they get smart, they ain't got to do that because they'll just get on AI and write it up and submit it. Like, you know, it's dangerous when you got leadership that make it sound good and make it look good. And folks that believe in what it sound like and what it look like instead of the actual fruit of the tree, the actual fruit of labor. You got to look at the fruit of the labor, not the words.
So will we be able to blame a lot of things on AI?
Nope.
That wasn't me, though.
No, because you ain't going to even know.
Say that wasn't me, though, AI.
Nope, you ain't going to even know because you elected the person. You elected that person. So even if it was AI, they submitted that on your behalf.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so that so that's how to, you know, all I'm saying is we got to get people on the front lines in these places and spaces to know that we getting the real work done. That's all I'm saying. And if that's too much for you, God bless.
I appreciate it.
That's why we need the Monday prayer.
I appreciate the ones we have. Well, I appreciate the ones we have over the weekend. I appreciate them.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. To all the people that came out, I thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. This is what we're here for. This is what the Tory Lowe Show is made for. This is what it was built on. That was the original idea of this show, to not just be talking on the air, but to get outside and be a resource for the community and for everybody that's taking the call. That's powerful, and I thank you. But we also need some prayer, Minister Kevin. We got to get this prayer in before we go to break. And look, I appreciate everybody for coming out to the cleanup. Minister Kevin, I appreciate you for coming out to the cleanup. And everybody that's listening, I need y'all to gather around wherever y'all consume, however y'all consuming the show, for the Monday prayer. And we thank you, Minister Kevin.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you bestowed upon us over the weekend. So many people and such beautiful inviting weather that you provided. You brought people together from all walks of life in a unity, a spirit of unity. Now today, we pray that this kind of unity will prevail from this point going forward. This is the kind of love and support that our community needs and deserves. Let this camaraderie be the foundation of a powerful institution of goodwill, community involvement, and social networking that create new friendships and new partnerships for the betterment of us all. We appreciate them showing up and showing out, just like you continue to do as well in our lives. I speak life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
All right, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Because I ain't got it on me. No flights out to Paris. Let's pretend.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm feeling so blessed to be a part of what took place this weekend. Nearly 300 volunteers came out. Over 10,000 gallons of trash was collected by our volunteers over the weekend. Look, together we made a difference and helped do our part to help our city look great. But we got an article from Fox 6 News. Aaron Maven stopped through to talk about the cleanup. We got video of it if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Litter and blowing trash can sometimes take over empty lots, yards, and Milwaukee streets. Well, today neighbors took matters into their own hands at an annual cleanup event. Our Aaron Maben has the message that can't be thrown out here.
If you go looking, trash seems to sprout like blades of grass.
It's nice seeing the whole community come out though.
Marcus Johnson is a football player at Carroll University.
How could so much garbage get in one place?
Today, he's tackling litter and trash.
A lot of wrappers, bottles, cans.
He's not the only one doing good work near 9th and Chambers.
I love the city of Milwaukee. I'm right here from Harambe neighborhood. Any chance I get opportunity to possibly impact the community, I'm all for it.
George Akpan is also one of the dozens of volunteers making the city brighter at the annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup.
Cleaner community is a healed community.
The radio host and community activist organized three separate cleanup locations Saturday morning.
It's a great thing to see people from diverse backgrounds coming together to help clean and beautify our city today.
We took a walk with Lowe after volunteers made a major difference on the block.
What have neighbors said to you about cleaning up their neighborhood?
I'll tell you this, the children love it. The children come out, something for them to do, and it's a teachable moment for them, and the parents understand that.
There's value in this cleanup, helping build a stronger block.
Make your area clean. The earth is it's our place. It's where we live, so you want to take care of it.
In Milwaukee, Aaron Maven, Fox 6 News.
Salute to Aaron Maven for coming through. And I'll tell you this, you know, these are times where these are less stressful ideas that when we come together, we can do together. It's different stress levels, I'm trying to tell you, but this one is more symbolic of us working together. It's definitely one of the situations where you want to get the children out to teach them how to give back and serve to the community. I cannot wait for the cleanup next year. It's going to be even more powerful. But this year was powerful.
Do you think you would ever do more than three locations?
Well, I used to do more, you know, on my own. But I think with the radio station, what happens is now we have to do the way it's structured due to the fact that we're doing it through the radio. But that's why I tell people, like, let's do a challenge. Let's do the Clean Your Hood challenge, because then we don't have to worry about us, everybody doing the same thing over and over again. We can get everybody to get out here because we went first. We went first. We got a huge cleanup going. Now, if you missed it, you can still participate by getting a bag of garbage, some clips, and making sure that you do your part. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, thank you for everybody that came out. When we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's these been focused on working on me? Yeah, that's just the least. Women and children been dying, man. When we gon' focus on peace, that should be a breeze. Still that gym of money trees and poverty, it became one with me.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got to talk about this, DJ Brother Z. Gayle King and Katy Perry in the first all-women crew blasted off into space on a journey 62 miles above Earth's surface. That's what they're saying. We got some video of this. Gayle King got up into space, went up to Space Mountain. We got some video on this. I wanted to be an astronaut. Maybe it's not too late for me to go into space, DJ Brothers. They got the rides now, I guess. Gayle King, they returned after roughly 10 minutes in space. We got video. Let's listen.
It's oddly quiet when you get up there. Mm-hmm. It's really quiet and peaceful. And you look down at the planet and you think, that's where we came from. And to me, it's such a reminder about how we need to do better, be better. Do better, be better, human beings.
And what do you mean by that?
Processing. Well, it's so nasty and so vitriolic nowadays. And I mean, if everybody could experience that peace that we had up there and the kindness and what it takes to do what we did, all the people that it took to get us up there and get us back safely, I'll never, ever, ever forget. And when we were up there, have you talked to Katie yet?
I have not.
Okay, no. When we were up there, after zero-G is very difficult. You know, all the training about this is how you get in the chair and this, I look like a friggin' moose getting in the chair. It was like, oh, just let me get in the chair. Let me get the seatbelt on. But, you know, we had a very
How would you describe it?
It's very difficult because you're floating. But the best part was when we got back in our seats after zero G's, Katie sang What a Wonderful World.
She did?
Nice.
Oh, come on.
She sang What a Wonderful World. I see dreams. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because we'd been asking her to sing all the time and she wouldn't. And she wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And then because everybody said, sing Roar, sing Fireworks. And she said, it's not about me. I wanted to talk about the world.
Wow.
No, isn't that nice? That's you got to ask her about that.
That's really special. And when Lauren got out, she was overcome by emotion for a lot of reasons, and rightfully so. But she spoke to that, the group, and how close you guys have all become because of this experience. How would you describe the camaraderie that you guys now have together?
I would say that we are forever bonded, because you can't go through what we went through to look out for each other, to help each other, and not be changed by that. Yeah. You know, it really is a true. People throw the word around, but it really is a true sisterhood.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you this. I'll say this. I want to go. DJ Brother Z, let's get together. Let's head to the moon. Let's get up in space. Because they got the rides now.
I'd rather just go in a zero gravity simulator versus going all
the way up
there.
What you mean zero gravity simulator? What you talking about?
What you mean? I mean, we're doing all that training.
We got to go up there. We got to go live.
Yeah, in the zero gravity simulator. No. I'm not.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No,
we
I don't want
to go live.
I've been in a rocket simulator before and I didn't like it. So I wouldn't like the G-force of the rocket leaving Earth. So if I ever want to experience space, I will go to, what is it, the Kennedy Space Center or something? Like, I will go to the simulator for zero gravity, but I'm not going in a rocket.
Well, how are we going to do the show live? See, this
I'm
is my big
moment. I'm not doing it.
Hold
it's
on,
your show.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to be down here
you can produce from down here.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, I told y'all the story that I wanted to grow up and be an astronaut, and what happened. But now that they got the free ride, I mean, I guess it ain't a free ride. I wonder how much did it cost? Gail King, Katy Perry, they say that a philanthropist, Lauren Sanchez, producer, Carrie Ann Flynn, former NASA rocket science, Aisha Bow. Hey, it's a lot of women that went up there. All I'm saying is, if I can get me, DJ Brother Z, Ben Jimmy.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Hold on. You know,
Ben said he's not going either.
Hold on, Ben. Hold on. Wait a minute. Ben, you talk about, wait a minute. Wait. Hypocrisy. Because y'all both talk about UFOs. Aliens. Y'all want to meet the aliens. Y'all
want to meet the UFOs. That's different, bro.
But now you don't want to go into space.
We want to meet them. We want to meet them on our own terms. I ain't trying to go all the way up into space, bro. Ain't no oxygen up there. I can't breathe in space.
No, they got the space capsule.
Nah, bro. I don't trust none of that stuff. Jeff Bezos, I don't even know how they trusted Jeff Bezos' rocket ship. All right, that thing up there shaped like a dildo. You trust that thing to bring you back home safe?
Out of all my years being on the radio, all my few short years being on the radio, y'all the ones trying to convince me that it's people in outer space. Now it's time to go to outer space.
Because there is. That doesn't mean we need to join them.
But we can go up there too now. We got the, you know, whatever they're using to do it.
Nah, man. You know, look, honestly, Tori, I will go to space if I got like 100,000. If it's 100,000 people who truly go to space and they kick it up there, they come back a couple times, I'll try it then.
I smell hypocrisy.
Nah, I ain't finna be one of the crash dummies out there.
Listen. Y'all was trying to convince me. All this time, y'all was like, Tori, it's UFOs. It's spaceships. Y'all,
but I'm the one that say, I'm the one about that, they here, though. I'm the we one talk about that they here. I know they in space.
place.
Now it's time for you to be the alien. You don't want to go up there, bro.
I'm not trying to come. Come to them.
Now, I come in peace.
It's time for you to get in the rocket ship.
No, I ain't finna come to them talking about we come in peace because I know human beings come in war. All right, I know if we go up there, we finna come with the blicky. Okay, swords and all, ready to take over. I'm good, man. I don't need them. I don't need the Star Wars ships and rockets. I don't need Star Wars happening to me just yet, all right? I'm going to let Elon Musk and them all tackle it. And if I see they do good, you can catch me in the next light year.
This the mothership.
I'm good. The mothership going to see my crown. I put my rabbit hole crown on, protect me. You know? Tori, what benefit do you see yourself going up there to space to get?
Just to say I went up there.
Just to go up there, see the world.
Because then I can see if these spaceships, because y'all saying they flying around.
They up there,
bro. If I get up there, why don't the you know, I might see one.
You ain't just seen a declassified CIA document?
I seen that.
Yeah. I seen that. It's spooky out here.
But
a lot of people turn you to stone?
Okay, that's what they said that happened back in the day, right?
Yep, 1991.
So that happened back in 1991. What I'm saying is, if that did take place, you know, where the stone soldiers at? That they turned to stone, where the examples at?
That is actually a good question, and I wouldn't go to say.
No.
He said, it's somewhere with KGB.
No.
KGB got them, bro.
If it's declassified, then the statue declassified.
You got to think about it, though. Hey. KGB, you know, the CIA for the Russian people or whatever, they are the ones who harnessed this. They got if anybody who has the stone people, they got them. All right, and they ain't really messing in the United States like that.
I ain't never seen no pictures of these things. If it's a real live statue of people that was turned to stone from an alien, we would have seen the pictures. So what I'm saying is I don't believe it. If they show me the pictures and they show the stone people that was turned to stone, then I'd be like, okay, these are the soldiers because they said that these were real people.
Yeah, they said it was about 23 soldiers who got hit with the alien wave.
Right.
All right, hit them with the light beam, turn these bold boys into limestone. That's what the document said.
And all I'm saying is, if that's the case, then we got physical evidence of something that have happened, and they got these statues somewhere.
No, I mean, that is real. I can see that being a thing. That's all I'm saying. Like, the statue's got to be somewhere.
That would have been a document.
You know, these folks are petrified.
Come
right
on now. They would have been. That happened well, so long ago.
But it's Russia we're talking about,
but
though.
Russia would have.
The Soviet Union.
It's people over there that would have put this. I mean, everything, if something dramatic like that.
Not everybody's Edward Snowden, though. Edward Snowden.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Right, I ain't saying that. All I'm saying is, it would be pictures. They was holding up a picture of a black Jesus out there.
That's real. That's real.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So why wouldn't they have Jesus statues out here? That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they don't care about their soldiers like that. You know, maybe they turned them to dust. Ash to ashes, dust to dust.
They said Putin was holding up the show that Jesus was black.
And that's real.
Okay.
Because Russia just adopted religion. Because they were, for a long time, Russia was an atheist country.
Right.
You know, they didn't believe in God whatsoever. But just a few years ago, after Putin decided to show and reveal to the rest of the world that over here, we believe Jesus is black. And a lot of people in the Bible are black. You know, for whatever reason here in America.
It came from the content that was black.
Exactly. You know, y'all need to know that out there, Truth Nation. Like, Jesus is black. Even the Russians know that they black. So all you other United States Americans who can't believe or understand or comprehend that Jesus is a black man, you need to go back and look at your Bible.
Even Time Magazine said through the research, they put together an ideal of what Jesus would really look like.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all to go look at that. Due to historical facts, they composed a picture of what Jesus may have looked like.
Right.
And it don't look like.
Oh, it don't look like us?
It don't look like what we seeing that was promoted to us.
Oh, okay, because sometimes.
Dark-skinned. He's darker skinned.
Because sometimes those publications get stuff misconstrued.
No, I'm talking about according to research.
But I get you.
He's darker skinned.
Yeah, and as he should be. Just how they just found over there, the first settlers in Ireland, you know, were black people. Black people with blue eyes. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of these things that, like, what the hell do I need to go over to outer space for when obviously it's still so many different things I need to find out about my own world.
No.
I need
to find out about things about back. I like how y'all backpedal. I love it because I'm the one that don't believe in the aliens, but I'm willing to go into outer space.
Y'all
believe in the aliens, but y'all don't want to go into outer space.
You go to outer space.
I'm trying to go to Space Mountain.
Oh, you go ahead. One thing I know the aliens got to do when they do come down here is they got to come visit Milwaukee. And you can't visit Milwaukee without talking to Melanie Riggs.
All right, look, when we come back, we got guests. We got special guests in studio. Melanie Riggs will be in the building when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's time to see what's popping with Melanie Riggs.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report. Brought to you by Melanie Riggs. Ooh, I ain't said that in a while.
And you know what I haven't done in a while? Ew. Honestly, ever since I went to my podcast format, I don't think I've said that. Because it's such a, like, right. You know, it's an airways type of thing.
It's right here.
It's right here. Even hearing the intro music, I'm like, oh, that brings me back. It felt normal for a second. Look at us. We're right back where we started.
Well, you didn't blow up, Shawady.
What?
You done blew up, Shawady.
That's different. That's a different word.
A new one.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
That means you done blew up.
Add that to the Tory Lowe vocabulary.
You done went to the NBA.
Ew.
And now you doing your thing.
I'm trying.
On the sideline.
I'm trying, man.
Blew up, Shawady. Expanded the brand.
No, I got it the first time. I just needed to hear it again.
Hey, look, I got that from Jamie Foxx.
I love it. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that's what he said. That was his word. I can't take credit for it.
But what a time, though, speaking of the NBA and the Bucks yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about. The Bucks, they coming off a 7-game winning streak,
eight,
right?
Eight games after winning yesterday.
Okay, yeah. So now here we go. We going into the playoffs against the Indiana Pacers.
How do you feel? Because this is our first time being a road team to start the playoffs.
I think that chip on the shoulder.
Since Fiserv Forum.
I think that's good.
I think so, too.
I think that we've always had the leg up going into the playoffs.
Yes.
And now we don't have that pressure. Now we're the underdogs.
Exactly.
Coming into the playoffs.
Yep.
And we got that chip. Yep. We've been playing lately like we got a chip on the shoulder.
That's right. And like just like your grandma's banana nut bread, we know how to rise to the occasion.
Mm.
Yes.
And the last couple first round appearances didn't look too good.
You know, no. But
this one seems like.
Well, we didn't have our X factor.
Right.
We didn't have Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
So it's cute, you know. And listen, the Indiana Pacers, first off, I'm not about to sit here and disrespect a team because you got to give a team their props.
Right. You can't underestimate them.
We're not going to underestimate them. And I'm not saying we did that last year. I don't think that was the case by any means because mm-hmm. I don't think the Bucks underestimate any opponent, especially in the playoffs.
And ball out, yeah.
But we didn't have Giannis. We didn't have Dame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean Chris Middleton. He was the guy, and he's been able to be the guy, but obviously, when you get up there with age, you need other guys surrounding the guy.
And now it seems like we got infused with some youth.
Man, and that's what we needed.
That's exactly what we needed.
I could talk all day about how great, how high character these guys are on and off the court. And speaking of, Tori, so real quick, Pat Connaughton, career high, 43 points.
Snap.
10 rebounds, 5 assists. He's, I think, only the 5th player in Bucks history to have a 40-10-5 game. Because that doesn't happen.
That's not normal for him.
Correct. Well, for most players, because Giannis, Luka, Jokic, like certain players do those kind of stat lines so often, you forget how unusual it really truly
is. Well, I'll tell you this. Pat Connaughton actually was able to sneak in there because most teams don't think, okay, this guy is going to go off on us. They're using all their resources for the main attractions. Giannis takes a lot of attention. Well, Connaughton has always been mid-level.
And you know what?
He's always played mid-level,
yes.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Can score when called upon. So he just had an explosion.
I think so, too. Zach looked it up quickly. He's the 4th player in Bucks history, so that makes it all the more impressive. Only 3 other guys besides him, we know Yanni is one of them, has put up that kind of stat line. But yeah, to your point, he's definitely someone that I think, I'm not saying teams sleep on him, but you're right. He's a guy, he's a role player.
Right.
He's going to come in, he's going to put points on the board, you know, he's going to swat the ball away, he's going to jump out gym.
Hustle points.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, he gives a lot of effort. But do you know that was his not only career high, that's the first time he has scored 20-plus since 2017.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So, and that was 8 seasons ago with the Blazers. So to your point, you don't expect a game like that right. out of a Pat Connaughton.
He caught him slipping.
Man, what? And the the Pistons played pretty much everybody. They didn't play Cade, but pretty much everybody else played. We got to talk about the alleged beef real quick between Yanni and Malik Beasley.
Yeah,
you saw that go viral in Detroit.
That.
You saw him shimmy over Beasley.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna give y'all some inside scoop on what
right
I know.
Ahead.
It's too late. I already unfollowed him.
Who, Beasley?
Yeah.
So they made up. It's too late. So let me tell you this real quick. I know Malik Beasley on a personal and professional level, and by personal I mean like as in. What I was able to know and getting to know him in the year he was in Milwaukee. I don't know him that well. We only were with him for a year, right? But I know him. He is the kind of person, he can dish it. He does not always like it to be thrown back in his face. I'm not saying he can't take it because he can, but I think the circumstances, the way that it all went down, you know, they were losing the game. Yanni blocked his shot. He stood over him.
He shimmied on him.
And then Giannis, he's the type... Because he's such a good-natured, goofy human, truly, and Bees knows that. But Bees wasn't having it. He wasn't having it at the time, and I'm going to say this because Bees himself has posted it. He had his little booting at the game, and I know she was there because I saw her on the Jumbotron.
Okay.
He got him a new booting. So I think all of those things coupled, you feel me, he wasn't trying to get shimmied over
right.
in front of his girl. You feel me? But Yanni, being the goofy, you know, dad that he is, he was like, it's good. We're just playing. And then that moment, Beez wasn't playing.
Mm.
But they
he
settled
had to
it.
Show, he had to show his,
you know,
like his little chest had to come up.
You know.
His
but,
girl was watching.
Right.
The
but they hugged
watching.
It out. So, Zach, right. I don't know if a hug will help
nah.
you. Nah.
Hold on. Once you block energy. Somebody, you look weak when you go back, though, when you block people on Instagram. You know.
I ain't going to do it.
Also,
I'm going to stand on business.
People
stand
in the chat,
same energy.
I respect that.
People in the chat are asking, where's your flow at?
Oh, wow.
They trying to see if you got a flow for
Go
them.
Ahead. Drop a beat. Drop a beat. Ah, hold on now. Hold on. Is this on the tagline? All right.
What happened to the freestyle flow? That's what they said.
Yeah, it was exclusive. You already know I'm a flow. I don't know why, but I'm here with Tory
okay.
Low. I got Zach in the booth. Yeah, he the truth. I'm here. It's 101.7. Yeah, it's the truth.
Ooh.
My name is Melon. Can't you tell I do that very well?
Well?
That flow is different. I don't know, but I can already smell the
smell.
Roses that you gon' give me. And if you don't, then you with 50 Cent.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it. Nah, I don't want a dollar.
So
I want a million of them. Yeah, I'ma go and holler at the next one. Who gon' throw it my way? And if you don't, hey, that's okay.
It's all good.
That wasn't bad.
It was not an 80s flow.
Hey, let me tell you something.
It was not an 80s flow.
It's gotten better.
Which Dolce brought back. Dolce made 80s flow cool. Did she not? Kind of.
That's what I'm talking about.
We don't talk about that.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. You keep doing your thing.
Thank you. You too, Toyo.
Because your thing is thanging.
Is it thanging?
Ooh.
Ew, thank you. No, your thing is always thanging as well. If that's, I don't know if men's things. Let's go to break.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming through, Melanie Ricks. When
thank
we
you
come
for
back,
me.
Juve Nation, we have more conversations. Stay like they right here on Tory Lowe.